All right, welcome to our deep dive. I'm excited to jump into this one.
Yeah, me too.
You sent over this really fascinating document about how AI is, well, kind of shaking up the world of corporate security.
Yeah.
So get ready for some, well, some surprises, I think, because we're going to uncover how businesses are using this tech, like right now,
Yeah.
to actually protect their data and even like physical spaces. It's not just some sci-fi fantasy anymore, is it?
No, not at all. It really is a whole new world out there, and it's all happening so fast. Companies today, they're facing this, well, I guess you could call it a perfect storm
Yeah.
of like increasingly complex cyber attacks. Then you've got the risk of insider threats, which is a whole other thing.
Right.
And then just the challenge of trying to secure this workforce that's increasingly remote,
Okay, so it's like trying to build this like impenetrable fortress while the ground's constantly shifting beneath you.
Exactly.
How on earth does AI help companies handle that kind of pressure?
Well, okay, so imagine this. Imagine AI that can analyze massive amounts of data, like mountains of data,
Right.
but it can do it in the blink of an eye. And it can spot all these patterns and anomalies that us humans, we would just miss.
Yeah.
And then the crazy part is it can automatically take action to actually contain the threats.
Oh, wow.
That speed and scale, that's what makes AI so revolutionary in this security landscape.
That is pretty mind-blowing. I'm picturing like this security system, but it's constantly evolving, you know? Learning from every threat that it encounters. It's
Yeah.
like almost like it's developing its own instincts.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. And these aren't just some theoretical concepts either. There are companies right now, as we're talking, using AI to actually protect themselves from some seriously sophisticated attacks.
So let's get specific. Like, what are some of the concrete ways that AI is, like beefing up these cybersecurity defenses?
All right, well, one of the most impactful areas is probably threat detection and prevention. Think about your traditional cybersecurity systems, right? You've got your firewalls, your antivirus software, things like
Yeah.
that, the usual suspects.
Exactly.
And they are pretty good at catching those known threats, but they often struggle to keep up with, well, I mean, how fast everything's evolving,
Yeah.
Attackers are always coming up with new stuff.
It's like you're trying to catch this moving target, but you're using a stationary weapon. So how does AI change that whole equation?
Well, with AI, you get this element of real-time learning and adaptation. So imagine AI analyzing network traffic, but doing it in real time, right? Not just looking for the stuff it already knows, but actually identifying any suspicious behavior patterns.
Right.
So it could be like, I don't know, it spots a hacker who's trying to break in
Oh.
from this unusual IP address. But that hacker could be using like totally brand new tools and techniques that no one's ever seen before.
Oh, wow. So AI is learning the attacker's playbook, like
Yeah.
as they're writing it. That's a huge advantage.
Yeah, absolutely. And it can automate the response to these threats too, like
Right.
automatically block a suspicious IP address, or it can isolate an infected device, or worst case scenario, shut down the whole system if it has to.
So it's like, I don't know, like having an AI bodyguard or something, constantly on the lookout, just waiting to jump into action at a moment's notice.
Yeah. That's a great analogy. And those same principles, they apply to protecting individual devices too,
Right.
what we call endpoint security.
Oh, right. Our laptops, our smartphones, all that. So how's AI keeping those safe from attacks?
AI, it can actually monitor everything, file access, software installations, user behavior, all sorts of activity. Like, let's say someone tries to install malware, right? But it's disguised as, I don't know, like a legitimate software update.
Ugh, that's a classic. I've almost fallen for that myself a couple of times, I think.
Right. Well, AI can analyze how that software behaves and compare it to, known malware signatures. So it can still identify it as a threat, even if it's never, ever been seen before.
Oh, wow.
So then it can block the installation or quarantine the file or, whatever it needs to do to protect that device.
So it's not just reacting to threats we already know about.
Yep.
It's anticipating the new ones. Like AI is some sort of digital detective, right? Constantly analyzing
Yeah.
all these clues, looking for anything suspicious.
Exactly. And let's not forget about ransomware,
Oh gosh, yeah.
which is, I mean, it's one of the most damaging cyber threats out there. I mean, for businesses especially.
Right.
But AI, it's playing a crucial role in mitigating that too.
Ransomware is terrifying. I've heard some some horror stories, you know, businesses completely crippled by these attacks. How does AI even fight back against something like that?
Well, AI systems, they can be trained to recognize those telltale signs of a ransomware attack, right? They analyze how files are accessed, encrypted, or transferred. So they're looking for those patterns, the ones that really indicate a ransomware infection.
So before the attack has a chance to take hold, AI could sound the alarm and potentially stop it in its tracks.
Exactly. That's the goal. And in some cases, AI can even help recover files that have already been encrypted.
Really?
Yeah. It limits the damage, at least. It's a really complex problem, but AI is definitely giving businesses a fighting chance against ransomware, which is, you know, huge.
Okay, so we've been talking about how AI can protect us from, well, I guess, those external threats. Mm-hmm. But what about the risks that come from, you know, inside a company itself? Like, what about those insider threats, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those employees who might, I don't know, intentionally or accidentally compromise security.
Yeah.
How do you deal with that?
That is a great point. And that's really where AI's data analysis capabilities, that's where they shine. Imagine AI that's monitoring employee behavior patterns.
Right.
Looking at things like file access, you know, email communications and login times, all that.
So it learns what normal behavior looks like for each employee.
Exactly. And then if there are any deviations from that norm, it can flag them. For example, let's say you have an employee and they suddenly start downloading massive amounts of sensitive data.
Okay.
Data that they wouldn't normally need for their job.
Yeah, that would definitely raise a red flag.
Right. AI can detect that unusual activity and then it alerts the security teams, you know, so they can investigate further. It doesn't automatically mean the employee is up to no good or anything.
Right.
But it definitely warrants a closer look.
It's like having, I don't know, an AI detective on staff.
Yeah.
Constantly looking for any clues that might indicate a potential insider threat.
Yeah,
and it could do it all at a scale that we just, I mean, humans just couldn't manage, right?
Yeah, exactly. AI can analyze millions of data points across the entire organization. So it's looking for those subtle patterns that might indicate a risk, which is huge.
Okay, so AI it's clearly a total game changer for cybersecurity. We've established that.
For sure.
But what about the physical world? Like, is AI playing a role in securing buildings or, I don't know, facilities, other physical spaces?
Oh, absolutely. AI is, it's transforming physical security too. And one of the most, I guess you could say, visible applications is facial recognition.
Right. Like, I've seen those systems in airports and, you know, other high security areas. How's AI making facial recognition even more effective?
Well, you've got these AI-powered facial recognition systems that can actually identify individuals so fast.
Yeah.
And with incredible accuracy. They compare a person's face to this massive database of, you know, known individuals, and then they can grant or deny access based on their identity.
So it's like having this super efficient security guard who just never forgets a face.
Yeah. That's a good way to think about it. And they're getting more and more sophisticated all the time, too. Like, now they can even recognize faces in low-light conditions from different angles, even if someone's wearing a mask.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. What about the privacy implications of all this, though? I know there are a lot of people who are, well, concerned about that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's a really important issue, and it needs a lot of careful consideration as these systems become more, I guess, widespread.
For sure. Okay, so let's move on to some other applications of AI and physical security. What else is this technology capable of?
Well, another key area is anomaly detection. So imagine AI, it's analyzing all the surveillance footage, right,
mm-hmm.
from security cameras. It's looking for anything unusual or suspicious.
So it's not just recognizing faces, but it's recognizing patterns of behavior.
Exactly. For example, AI can spot someone, like, loitering in a restricted area or, I don't know, someone leaving a bag unattended somewhere really crowded.
Okay.
It can even spot unusual vehicle activity, too, like a car that's driving erratically or, I don't know, parking in a prohibited zone.
That would be, I mean, incredibly valuable in places like airports,
mm-hmm.
you know,
right.
or shopping malls. Or stadiums, all those places with tons of people.
Yeah, absolutely. These systems help security teams respond much quicker to, you know, potential threats. And it helps them prevent those really dangerous situations from, you know, escalating.
So AI it's like this vigilant observer.
Mm-hmm.
Constantly scanning the environment yeah. for oh, anything that seems out of place.
That's a great way to put it. And it's not just about, you know, detecting threats. AI can also help coordinate emergency response too. Okay. Like, let's say there's a fire in a building.
Okay, yeah. So how can AI help with that?
Well, AI can analyze data from tons of different sources, right? You've got your security cameras, smoke detectors, even social media posts.
Oh, wow.
So it can actually pinpoint the exact location of the fire and then guide those firefighters to the scene, like, as quickly as possible.
Oh, right.
And it can even help manage the evacuation procedures, too, like directing people to the safest exits.
So it's like having, I don't know, an AI crisis manager.
Mm-hmm.
Coordinating the whole response, making sure everybody stays as safe as possible.
That's a good analogy. And this same approach can be used for other types of emergencies too, you know?
Right.
With natural disasters or, active shooter situations. AI can provide real-time intel to first responders, helping them, well, make better decisions and save lives.
That's incredible. It sounds like AI is becoming this, I don't know, just indispensable tool for both cybersecurity and physical security, but I'm also curious about its role in protecting, you know, data. Data is the lifeblood of any business these days.
Yeah, that's another crucial area, and AI is making a huge impact there too. I mean, data is everything these days, right? And AI is playing a pretty crucial role in protecting that data from, well, I mean, a whole range of threats, you know. One of the key areas is data loss prevention.
Okay.
Or DLP, as it's often called.
Data loss prevention. So we're talking about preventing sensitive information from, like, leaking out, right?
Yeah.
Either accidentally or intentionally.
Exactly. AI can, it kind of acts like a digital watchdog.
Yeah.
You know, constantly monitoring how data is being accessed, used, and shared within an organization.
So let's say, like, an employee accidentally sends a confidential client list to their personal email address.
Mm-hmm.
AI could step in and prevent that.
That's right. AI can analyze the content of, you know, emails, documents, all these files.
Okay.
Identify the sensitive information and then block the transmission if it violates, company policy.
Like having an AI compliance officer, right?
Exactly.
Just making sure everyone's following the rules and handling data responsibly. That takes a huge weight off the shoulders of those IT and security teams.
Absolutely. And it's not just about preventing those accidental leaks. AI can also help detect and prevent, you know, intentional data theft too.
Right. So if a disgruntled employee is trying to steal trade secrets or customer data, AI could catch them red-handed.
That's the idea. AI can monitor for, unusual data access patterns. Like, let's say someone downloading a ton of data that they wouldn't normally need for their job. It can also analyze email communications and other activities to identify, those potential insider threats.
Okay. So it's about connecting the dots, right?
Yeah.
Looking for those subtle signs that something might be off.
Exactly. And AI can do all of this, you know, at a scale that humans just couldn't manage. It can analyze millions of these data points across, like, a whole organization looking for those telltale signs of data exfiltration, you know?
That's pretty impressive. But data protection isn't just about, you know, preventing leaks. It's also about complying with all those crazy privacy regulations.
Right.
They're getting more complex all the time. Mm-hmm. How does AI help companies navigate that whole minefield?
You're right. Those data privacy regulations like, GDPR and CCPA, they're becoming more and more stringent. And the penalties for noncompliance, I mean, they can be severe. AI is becoming like an essential tool for helping companies stay on the right side of the law.
Okay. So how does AI actually help with compliance?
Well, AI can scan entire databases and systems to identify personal data. Then it classifies it according to its, sensitivity level. And then it just makes sure that it's being handled in accordance with all the relevant regulations.
So it's like having an AI lawyer on staff.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Just making sure all the data handling procedures are, I guess you could say, up to snuff.
That's a good analogy. AI can automate a lot of those tedious and time-consuming tasks that are associated with, you know, compliance. So it frees up those human experts to focus on the more strategic stuff.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So far, we've been talking about AI reacting to threats,
right?
Blocking attacks, preventing leaks, you know, things like that. But what about anticipating future threats? Like, can AI even do that?
Oh, that's that's the exciting frontier.
Yeah.
Using AI for what we call predictive threat intelligence. Imagine a system that's constantly scanning, like, the entire digital landscape, analyzing data from all these different sources to identify those emerging threats and vulnerabilities.
So it's like having a global network of spies.
Yeah.
Constantly feeding intel back to headquarters.
That's a great way to put it. AI can monitor news reports, you know?
Yeah.
And social media chatter, dark web forums, all sorts of sources, really, just to identify potential threats before they even, you know, materialize.
Wow. So AI could actually warn a company about, I don't know, a new type of malware, or like a vulnerability in their systems.
Exactly.
Before it's even been exploited.
Exactly. And this kind of predictive risk management, it's becoming so much more important, especially as that threat landscape is, well, I mean, it's evolving so rapidly, you know.
It's like having an AI crystal ball, giving companies this glimpse into the future of cyber threats.
Yeah. And it's not just about, you know, predicting those specific attacks. AI can also identify those broader trends and patterns in cybercrime. Like, it can analyze the tactics, techniques, procedures of attackers. So it can figure out, well, which industries or what types of organizations are most likely to be targeted.
Oh, that's incredibly valuable information. It lets companies proactively strengthen their defenses and focus their resources where they're, where they're most needed.
Yeah. For sure. It's all about staying, staying one step ahead of the bad guys.
Yeah. This is all really fascinating. It seems like AI is just, I mean, it's becoming an essential tool for, you know, for protecting businesses from, like, this whole range of threats.
Mm-hmm.
But it also raises some important questions about the future of security.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. As AI gets more sophisticated and more integrated into these security systems, you know, there are some key considerations that we need to keep in mind.
Okay. I'm all ears. Like, what are some of the things we need to be thinking about as, you know, as AI takes on a bigger role in security?
Well, one of the most important things is just making sure that AI is being used responsibly, ethically, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, these are powerful tools. And they need to be used in a way that respects privacy, fairness, and, you know, accountability.
Those are some important values. How do we ensure that AI security systems uphold all those things?
Well, it really starts with the data that's used to train these systems, right? Mm-hmm. We need to make sure that data is representative, unbiased, and that it's, you know, collected in a way that respects privacy.
It's like, you know, like teaching a child. You want to make sure that they're learning from those good examples.
Exactly. And we also need to be more transparent about how these systems actually work. I mean, people should have a right to know how AI is being used to make decisions that affect them, right?
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to something as important as security.
So no black boxes.
Wow.
We need to be able to see how AI is, like, making its decisions.
Right. And we need to have, you know, those mechanisms for accountability. Like, if an AI system makes a mistake, there needs to be a way to, you know, to identify what went wrong, correct it, and prevent it from happening again.
That makes sense. So it's not just about the technology itself. It's about those human factors, too.
Yeah.
You know, the ethics, the policies, the oversight.
Exactly. AI is a powerful tool. There's no doubt about it. But it's not a magic bullet. I think it's important to remember that, you know, that humans are still in control, and we need to use AI in a way that enhances our security, not undermines it.
This has been a really insightful conversation. It's clear that AI is already, you know, making this major impact on corporate security, and its role is, I mean, it's only going to grow in the years to come, right?
Yeah.
But it's also clear that we need to be very thoughtful about how we actually use this technology.
I agree. It's an exciting time to be working in security, you know, but it's also a time for some careful consideration, I think, and responsible innovation.
I'm curious to hear what you think about the future of AI in security, actually. What are some of the trends or developments that you're kind of, you know, watching closely?
Well, one thing I'm seeing is this move towards more, like, integrated and holistic security solutions. So instead of having, you know, all these separate systems for cybersecurity, physical security, and, you know, data protection, companies are looking for ways to bring all those functions together.
Right.
Under, like, one single AI-powered platform.
So it's about breaking down the silos and creating this, like, more unified approach to security.
That's it. And it makes a lot of sense. I mean, AI is it's uniquely suited for this kind of integration, right? Because it can analyze data from all those different sources and identify the patterns and connections that we just might miss.
It's like having, an AI security orchestrator.
Yeah.
Coordinating all the different pieces of the puzzle.
That's a great way to put it. And this integration, it's just going to become more and more important as that threat landscape, as it keeps evolving. Like, we're seeing this convergence of cyber and physical threats, where attackers are actually using digital means to, disrupt those physical systems, and vice versa.
That's a pretty sobering thought. So it's not just about protecting computers and networks anymore. It's about protecting everything.
Yeah.
Like power grids, transportation systems, buildings, critical infrastructure, the whole shebang.
Exactly. The stakes are getting higher, for sure. And AI is going to play a crucial role in helping us, meet all those challenges.
It's both exciting and kind of daunting,
Yeah.
Think about all the possibilities. But I have to ask, as AI gets even smarter and we hand over more responsibility for our security to these systems, what does that mean for us? What should we be thinking about to make sure that these systems are, are working for us and not against us?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It really gets to the heart of how we want to shape our future with AI, It's not just about corporate security anymore. It's about how we as a society want to integrate AI into our lives.
Yeah, it's a tough one. It seems like the key is finding that balance, mm-hmm. between human expertise and AI's capabilities. But as we hand over more and more responsibility for our security, to these incredibly powerful systems, what does that mean for us? What should we be, thinking about to make sure these systems are working for us, not against us?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It really gets to the heart of how we want to shape our future with AI. It's not just about corporate security anymore. It's about how we as a society want to integrate AI into our lives, really. Yeah.
Okay, so let's zoom out for a second.
Yeah.
And look at the bigger picture. What are the key things we should be considering as we move forward with AI, not just in security, but in every aspect of our lives?
I think a lot of it comes down to establishing the right framework, both, from a technical standpoint and from an ethical one. We need to be so thoughtful about the data that we're using to train these systems.
Right.
We've talked about bias a little bit, but it's so foundational to how AI operates. If we're not careful, we could end up with systems that, that perpetuate existing biases and inequalities.
It's like we're building the foundation for this whole new society.
Yeah.
And we need to make sure that foundation is, it's strong and it's just...
That's a powerful way to put it. And alongside that, that foundation of data, we need transparency. We need to be able to understand how these AI systems are, how they're arriving at their decisions. And that's especially crucial in areas like security, where the consequences of those decisions can be, pretty significant, right?
Yeah, I'm imagining this future where... AI systems aren't just these black boxes, right? But where we can actually see the logic behind their actions.
Yeah.
Understand the factors that they're considering.
Mm-hmm.
And even, even challenge their conclusions if we disagree with them.
That's it. That's the kind of transparency we need to be, we need to be striving for. It's not just about making people, feel comfortable with AI. It's about making sure that these systems are accountable for their actions.
Right. Accountability is a big one. What if an AI security system makes a mistake? Let's say it wrongly identifies someone as a threat.
Mm-hmm.
Who's responsible for that?
Yeah, that's a question, that we're going to be, wrestling with more and more as AI becomes more integrated into our lives. It's a complex issue, really, with, legal, ethical, even philosophical dimensions. We need to figure out how to balance the autonomy of these systems with the need for human oversight and responsibility.
It's like we're creating this whole new set of rules for, a whole new world.
That's right. And those rules, they need to be developed thoughtfully, collaboratively, with input from experts in all sorts of different fields, technology, law, ethics, and of course the people who are going to be most affected by these systems.
This is really making me think. It's almost like we're at a crossroads with AI. you know?
Yeah.
It has so much potential to improve our lives, to make us safer, to solve these really complex problems. But we also need to be aware of those potential pitfalls too, right?
I totally agree. It's a powerful technology, and like any powerful technology, it can be used for good or for, you know, for bad. It's really up to us to make sure that AI is used ethically, responsibly, and in a way that, well, I mean, in a way that benefits all of humanity.
That's a great message to end on.
Yeah.
This deep dive has been, I mean, incredibly insightful. I'm sure our listeners have learned a ton about, I don't know, the world of AI and corporate security.
Well, it's been a pleasure to share my thoughts with you. I really hope this conversation has, you know, inspired our listeners to think critically about the future of AI and the role we all play in shaping that future.
Thanks again for joining us. And to all our listeners out there, you know, keep exploring, keep questioning, and stay engaged with this important conversation. The future of AI, it's in our hands.
Mm.